Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. That's right, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer is here adjusting headsets, ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to go. Oh, Fred, hi. Welcome to the show. How you
ready
doing?
Ready for blast off.
That's good. We're ready to get going here. We're here every week at this time. I'm Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We got lots to talk about in the world of sports. Now, yesterday was an interesting day because I got a call late afternoon from Fred, apologetic as heck. Fred, you were very nice to me. You promised to buy me dinner because you were so upset that you missed out on the show.
Yeah. I passed out on my couch yesterday.
Yeah, you saw you're out of it at first, and then you started to come to. And you said, "I'm really sorry. I was on the couch. I think I must have just rolled out on the floor, and I'm so sorry." And I'm thinking, "What did I? You know, Fred's apologizing to me. That's very rare that you would apologize." And he said, "I'm even going to buy you dinner." I said, "Okay." And again, I said, "Fred, you know, if you're talking about the show, you didn't miss it. It's today." So it's great.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how to get out of that commitment.
Yeah, where we're going to go to dinner. Well, I'm telling you. I feel some Ruth Chris bone-in New York steak.
Get the $200 steak.
Oh, that tomahawk chop.
Oh, yeah.
I'll split that with you.
That's that drive-in down there, isn't it?
That's great. Yeah, that tomahawk. No, it's the best cut of the meat there. And you go to these restaurants or whatever. So,
well, anyway. Listen, I've fallen asleep before.
So. But this was a good one. I actually,
I'm kind of liking it because I'm getting more of an excuse as I get older.
It's good. And it was like I told you had 10 to 20 more years added to your life or something. You were like, really? The show today?
Yeah,
you were like,
gee whiz.
Excited.
Yeah.
I once got my birthday confused. I thought I was a year older than I was. And finally, my daughter came to me and said, "Dad, you're only 81. I said, "What? I'm not 82? It's like I was so excited.
Well, we'll be holding hands tonight at the dinner table.
Are we going to where? Columbus tonight?
I don't know. I guess.
That's kind of the place. I think they, because you go there so much, they've got the home of the all-pro defensive end. Right on the door there in Columbus. We'll be back. Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you for joining us.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right. I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. 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 Code word Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show, nationwide, coast to coast. We're coming to you on a whole bunch of Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 273, 217, XM Channel 203, online there at 967. We're on video, Roku, Facebook Live, CRNTalk.com, you name it, Twitter, which is now X. This is an old note here. Tiki Live, the whole thing. And don't forget, we're on CRN Talk Radio. We're on Sports Byline Radio Network and our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles. We're glad to have you all on board. So since we talked about Los Angeles, let's talk a little bit because, you know, our producers here, Corey Marino and JD Jeremy Dayton, Corey gave us some Dodger facts. When you woke up yesterday, you and I talked a little bit because we're a little depressed about the this Walker Buehler, who was off for what? Not one, count it, not one. 2 years. We had our, you know, we've had people on the show before that had Tommy John surgery. They were back within the year and back in the good old days. Now they're off forever and they keep making that money. They sign this big contract, burn out their arm, and then they're sitting there, as you mentioned, in the buffet line, not doing anything. So Buehler comes back. He just hasn't been the Walker Buehler of old, Fred. What's going on there?
Well, first of all, when the Dodgers signed him, he was coming off of Tommy John.
Yeah, you're right.
So he at a very young age.
This was
his
second.
He had that operation.
Yeah.
So he comes here now and doesn't alter his throwing. That's what I'm seeking here is how much information do these pitchers have in order to correct the possibility of having a recurring surgery. And none of them seem to me to know the hell what they're doing. They don't understand the pitching mechanism. They don't understand their demand on their arms, on their bodies to make adjustments, and none of them have.
Well,
they have to learn how, if they ever learned at all, they have to learn how to pitch.
Well, here's the thing that I see as an old timer, and looking at the game now as it was back then, So the verbiage now is, well, you know, we want to get these guys, like a lot of teams, including the Dodgers here since we brought them up, get a pitcher and give them new pitches so that the guy, instead of just having a fastball and a curveball, got a slider, got whatever, they come up with maybe three or four or five different pitches to mix them up. That's great. That's good. But it puts pressure on that arm. Back in the day of Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale, the term wasn't so much, you know, as fastball, curveball, but, you know, the changeup, it was command. It was being able to put the ball exactly where you wanted to put it and get these batters. Because when you watch a guy hit a home run, the ball's right fat over the plate when they, for the most part, clank it out of the ballpark. So to have command to hit the lower left corner or the upper right, whatever you're trying to do in that strike zone, that throws that batter, I think, off balance. Am I correct?
Well, did you see what's his face? Who are we talking about? Which pitch are we talking about here?
Walker Buehler.
Buehler. Yeah. We're talking about him giving up back-to-back home runs the other day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close.
And all his pitches weren't working.
They looked like volleyballs being rolled down a pipe right across home plate. And both of these balls are still rolling over off of the Golden State Freeway, by the way. but none of these guys... what my professional football background taught me was, here's a position that you're going to play. You're going to play right defensive end. And what we're going to do when we go to practice every day is tell you what the coaches think is the best defense and the best way to attack the offense, to keep them from doing what they want, and to instill in our defense turning the ball over and taking the ball away, right?
Right.
Okay. What I learned is that not only did I have to understand where to line up on all of these things, all of these defenses that were called, but what I was supposed to understand was, what else am I learning? How else am I going to excel at the position if I don't know fundamentals, techniques of the position?
So I had to learn what we all did. Yeah, yeah.
But so when I hear a pitcher ask questions or kind of answer questions that are asked of him about, hey, how come you've had two operations now here, Bronco? What's the take on all this? Why are you making the same mistakes? And why do you throw the same grouping of baseballs? What is it that you've learned or haven't learned that tells us you could do this again?
Yeah, and what does Bronco say when asked that question?
He says, well, you know, we're working on it. I had a real good off-season workout program.
Same old stuff.
And I was stretching, and I used the putt tire. I jumped through the tire hoops. And they don't seem to understand that they're supposed to be getting better, not worse or staying the same. And that has to do with choice selection. You said placement. You said
command
of his pitches, and of course in baseball, you know, there's an old rule that you're only as good as your fastball command. Those types of automatic rules, you know, they took the wrapping off of Buehler's elbow, and the next thing you know, he's out there throwing 93, 94, 95 again, and they're kind of saying, wait a minute, don't you think you should re-educate your arm to, and your thinking, to pitch differently?
That's true.
And they don't do it.
And we're criticizing, and we have to, you know, at least assess the fact that, you know, at the time we were doing this criticizing when you slept, The Dodgers, the whole thing was a dream. They're like 17-2, so it's like, what the heck do we want, Fred? We want 100%. Am I right? We want 100%.
Well, all things are true.
That's true.
You know,
we want the very, very best. So all I'm saying is, like, here's what I see the difference in baseball, and maybe we can get into this in the next segment too. When I see a batter come up, I see, you know, the guy's a home run hitter. He's swinging for the fences. I think the great hitters see what needs to be done. You talk to a Freddie Freeman, he says, all I'm going up there is I see as a runner on second base, what can I do to bring the runner in? If a player tells me that, this guy's a heck of a player because he comes up, he knows what his job is at the time. The great pinch hitter Jay Johnson, I said, Jay, how can you come up in the bottom of the ninth inning here? The game's on the line. Everybody's screaming. How do you concentrate? He says, it's my job. And so it's like, that's it. It's your job. So as a hitter, if there's a runner on first and second, and maybe you're not the greatest hitter, shouldn't that guy bunt those runners over to second and third with nobody out so it takes the double play out of
it? He shouldn't have to look into the dugout and be told what to do. He's got to be able to think, I'm in a position here to create potential runs for my teammates. Although I'm not part of the starting lineup today. One thing I can do is make sure that I get the runners over.
Yeah, I think that would help a lot of hitters. Just what is it that needs to be done? You don't necessarily have to get the ball in the air and knock it over and hit a line drive. Pop that ball into right field. Get that runner in. I mean, that would be my team. I'd have a bunch of loser players on there, and we'd be just dinking the balls
around.
Well,
you know,
and they'd be great.
The old timers like Ron Say will tell you exactly what should be done.
Did he get any home runs, Ron Say?
I think he had about 490 of them.
We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end. We call them Sultan around these parts. Sultan of
Thank
safeties.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, Sultan.
Moniker. I appreciate that.
The Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one football game in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks.
Who were the quarterbacks? It's just a random question.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Stan Freeberg and...
Time flies.
I know who they were, too, and they were on the tip of my tongue.
Biff Pagano.
No, it was not Biff Pagano. Was it him? Who were they?
Scott Hunter.
Scott Hunter. I remember him because he started
Alabama.
On Star Trek.
He went to Alabama.
Scott Hunter. And yes, and who else?
Jim Delgazzo.
Delgazzo. That's right.
Yeah, see?
Jim Delgazzo used to just kind of look at that center, and it's right there. Wait for that ball to be snapped. Hey, Jim is going to Delgazzo right on out. You got him. And they were in the same – they took one guy out because he was having a tough day and brought another guy in. Did he get hurt or something or what?
I don't know what happened. I think he was depressed.
Oh, you knocked him down. Two sacks there. Come on. Give me a break. There's really something else there. Anyway, so we're talking a little bit baseball here. And, yep. You know, when a situation calls for something – here's a story we got. This happened last week. Angels manager Ron Washington, the Angels are having a tough time. They got lost Shohei Ohtani in the free agency, and Mike Trout's out now. And so they were all excited. They got this new guy from Atlanta, and Luis Guillorme. He's a shortstop. And apparently it was frustrating, Ron Washington, the manager, says, because he called for a squeeze play, which would really catch the other team sleeping.
Mean,
like a good,
meaning what?
Meaning runners on third, you bunt the ball, like a guy comes running from third, and you score the run on the bunt on the squeeze play.
But you give up the out.
Yeah, the Angels were losing, and they lost 7-6 to the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals haven't been having a great year, but they've been really getting well against the Angels.
They've been beating the Angels.
Yeah.
Huh?
So Luis Guillorme comes to the play with the bases loaded. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The Angels down by a run. Instructions simple. He was facing a Cardinal reliever there, Jojo Romero, and a squeeze bunt was called to tie that game. Guillermo was acquired by the Angels, as I mentioned, just from the Atlanta Braves about a week ago. Couldn't get the job done. And
what happened?
A 1-1 slider was missed by Guillermo. The guy was moving on third base, was tagged out, and that was it. The four pitches later, Guillermo struck out to end the inning, and the Angels' chances of tying the game, done. Got to be able to bunt. And they don't, you know, in spring training, you talk to some of the old-timers there, they used to have days where they just bunt. They were sliding. None of that happens anymore. They go to spring training. They start playing games right out of the box.
So what did Ron Washington do?
I would have gone crazy if I was Tommy Lasorda. You know what Tommy?
You know
done.
You're 50 games or so. I guess isn't that right? 50 games into the season.
Is not that, right? That many, but they're about
40. Okay, they're 40. Yeah,
about 40.
Games.
Yeah, somewhere 35. 40.
40 yeah. Games into the yeah. season, and
maybe
and,
30.
And everybody is now questioning how to bunt.
Yeah.
Everybody now is now saying, you know, I tried to bunt, and yeah, but you look like crap doing it.
No,
they don't know. They do not know their fundamentals.
Washington's an old-timer. He's managing the Angels. Now, he explained afterwards why he called for the squeeze bunt, because most managers won't. He said it was a lefty on a lefty with a sinker baller on a left-handed hitter. I didn't want him to hit into a double play. He can handle the bat. He didn't do the job. It wasn't anything I did wrong. He just didn't do the job.
Well,
so don't blame the manager for calling the squeeze play. The players can't execute, and they should be able to execute when the situation calls for it. And that, locks a manager's hands if you don't have a guy going. You know, I love Shohei Ohtani, and you can't stop Babe Ruth from hitting the longest home run of his career, I think, in San Francisco here the other night. But sometimes he comes up there, and if he just hit a line drive, he'd score two runs, and his RBI levels would go up.
Put the meat of the bat on the ball, regardless of where the ball is.
True. That's.
I don't understand, and nobody seems.
But we're albatrosses. And Muncy, we're old timers.
Muncy swings like he's going to the chair. This guy.
Well, in his defense, one of the things that must get him down is, again, the balls and strikes are not being called. Muncy used to be one of the greatest guys to work walks.
You know what? You know something? If a guy walks as much as he can, it doesn't take an awful lot to extend the bat out of the zone and get the bunt down.
That's true.
That's what you have to do. You got to be able to read when it's okay to bunt.
Okay, old-timer here again for you, another one. Juan Soto didn't do much with those Padres. I don't know what the deal was there, but he sure is tearing it up as a New York Yankee. So Juan Soto makes a record of Major League Baseball history Tuesday night because he beat out a record that was held by Mickey Mantle,
The Mick.
He drew a walk as part of a win against the Minnesota Twins. He entered the evening with 668 career bases on balls, broke a tie with the Yankees legend Mickey Mantle for the most walks drawn by a batter before they celebrated their 26th birthday. And according to the official stats for Major League Baseball, here it is. Bryce Harper, 585 walks. Eddie Yost, 620. Mel Ott, 626. Mickey Mantle, 688. Juan Soto now with 669 walks. That's a big deal. You get a guy on base, that throws the pitcher's head into a swirl when he walks one or two guys.
Well, plus if you have to be told, you know, the manager's going to give, you know, the batter comes up to the plate and he looks into his own dugout at the manager giving these preposterous bird wing flapping signals.
And well,
everybody right. is now saying, oh, something's going on. There must be, are they going to bunt? Even the press box is saying,
yeah, the announcers.
There could be a bunt situation here, like he's warning people. You know, I would have proffered an argument to say that you could literally go up there and as the batter.
Yeah.
And tell people, I'm going to bunt. I want to see if you can field it and throw me out because he's scoring. The whole idea about that behavior,
right,
about bunting is the fact that the batter makes contact with the ball and puts the ball in a place where an onrushing third baseman or first baseman or even catcher coming up out of the stance into the front of the plate can get it. And if you do it right,
it starts something.
It's 100% golden.
Look, your team's down 6-0. It's the seventh inning.
Well,
right?
You know, and then the coach gets a Gatorade bath, and they interview him, and he just said, "This was a hell of a play. This was a regular baseball play that is not brain surgery."
Yeah. Well, we were criticizing the Dodgers, you and I, the other night when they had won 17 of 21. But we like perfection,
But that's completely different. There wasn't 17 of 21 throwouts at first base because of bad bunting.
Okay, well, there you have it. So you're saying we could have picked up those games with a carefully placed bunt? Possibly.
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
Isn't that true? I mean, you know, how can you say to Muncy, you know, who hit three home runs in a game the other day?
Yeah.
How can you say to him,
don't hit a home run?
Yell out to him from the dugout, Muncy, hit a home run. Just hit it over the fence. And he would nod and he'd swing for the fences like you can't believe. You know,
got to get that bat on the ball. Dodgers, by the way, have allowed they had a great statistic there for you. 4 runs or fewer in 21 consecutive games. I think it's it went on tied 5th longest single season a such streak for the live ball era since 1920. Back in 1920, it was a dead ball. You'd go to the ballpark and they'd spend the first 15-20 minutes yelling at the ball, wake up. They'd hit it. Wake up. Wake up. We need you to be live. Come on.
We think it's dead.
It was the dead ball era. Boring games during that time.
Well, boring
anyway,
people.
Congratulations to the Dodgers. And by the way, Shohei Ohtani did hit. You see that home run he hit in San Francisco the other night?
Yeah, it was out in the ocean.
I think it stayed in, but it looked like it could have gone in the ocean. Barry Bonds might have hit one like that. That thing cleared the entire stands and went out of the ballpark.
Well, what's his name a couple of years ago?
One of the greatest players of all time?
No, well, we're talking about Muncy.
Oh, Muncy. Muncy.
He's the guy that told the pitcher, I just hit your baseball, and you want it? You go in the ocean and get it. It's in the ocean.
Anyway, the Oracle Park, they think it was the longest home run at Oracle Park in nearly 2 years. And it was a Dodger 10-2 win against the Giants. Love it when they go ahead and they beat the Giants. And then what's with these bullpen games that they have now? Don't they have enough starting pitchers? Why do they need I really don't like bullpen games.
Well, they don't necessarily like them either.
You know,
but you got to do it. Otherwise, you're hoping that nobody gets hurt. And a starter isn't bumped from the rotation. That's the worst thing that the manager wants to hear. Hey, Bronco over here, our left-hander, is not going to be able to pitch for the next 5 days. So who's going to pitch in his spot? It's exactly. Not going to be another starter. It's going to be a bullpen game.
It gives you a chance to check out the arms out of the bullpen. But if a guy's going
They've been doing that all summer.
I know. And when they do the bullpen game, usually the manager says, well, I don't know how we're going to start. We don't really know how the order is going to go. Just put a guy out there and make him pitch.
It's 1-2-3 bunt. It's 1-2-3
something.
Throw to first base.
There's so much in the metrics going on now. These poor managers have to rack their brains. Well, this guy, they're probably going to have left-handers, so I got to get a righty.
And Ron Washington of the Angels is sitting over there with an ulcer.
Just saying bunt.
He's sitting over there with an ulcer because the guy can't freaking bunt.
We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchise or SPV LLC.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Welcome back here. Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. Fred's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. Just back from one of those baseball card signing situations there. There's something else there. You got one coming up in Los Angeles very soon, don't you, Fred, coming your way?
October.
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm going to go there in that one. I'll ask for your autograph just so you have at least one guy show up.
But you're going to have to sit away from me because... You don't.
Why is that, Fred?
Well, I just don't want to be distracted when I'm talking to my fans.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I was looking things up because I was watching this. I can't think of who was with Joe Kelly up in Toronto. They were showing this on TV. Did you see it where they went up in the Toronto, whatever that Space Needle thing is? And Apparently you go up there, you can walk around the outside of this thing, 166 stories.
It's hijinks.
Joe Kelly talked to Ryan Brazier up there, and one other guy, I forget, he's a good kid, and I don't know if he's still with the team now. He's up there, and he's kind of like nervous, and he's got his girlfriend was there, fiance, saying like, I don't know why he was talked into it. And they went up there, and they stood outside the whole closed-in area.
They're on the lip.
And they're leaning back, and they got a rope on them. And I'm thinking to myself, does Dodger management know that these guys are standing on that thing? What if one guy slips his foot off and the $9 billion baseball career is shot? I mean, it's really something.
Well, they'll just give him an operation. He'll be all right.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you for telling me.
Thank you so much.
Let's check what some of the neighbors are saying, shall we? Take a look here at our chat room that we've got going on Facebook Live. We got all this video going here. We got CRN Talk. We're on Roku, Facebook Live. Rachel's saying hi to us over there. She's in. She's watching us down there. We're there in Birmingham, I think, tuned in. Katrina says hello to you. Chris says, after Hunter ended, this is Chris Cortez says, after Hunter ended, Fred, Did you take any mementos with you, like your number 89 police badge, your Dodge Monaco? What was the deal? Did you grab something off the stage?
I don't grab anything, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is that?
I pay for things if I want them.
You do. Took nothing from the set? Not any memento at all from Hunter? Not
How
even
about a business card?
Yeah.
If you were to, let me tell you something. If you go through my clothing.
No, thank you, but go ahead.
You're apt to do.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Sounds like you're getting ready to do it. If you go through my clothing, you're going to see cards. You're going to see bubblegum wrappers. You're going to see Tootsie Rolls. You're going to see melted candy. You're going to see pens, pencils, notepads. You're going to see badges, paper badges.
I don't got to show you.
Steel badges, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to see everything there. And what I would, if I wanted something like the shirts that are custom made for me, nobody else can wear those shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
So those shirts.
I ask Wardrobe and I ask the production company,
mm-hmm.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
And I ask them, I said, at the end of this season, I'm taking these to purchase.
And you take them and purchase them.
I go to them and I said,
okay.
Tell me how much it costs.
Okay.
The producer comes down. You brought this up.
The producer
comes by and says, well, what's going on? You're taking clothes. I says, yeah, I want these shirts because they fit only me.
That's good.
And it saves credibility on my end about taking things that don't belong to me.
I apologize to our audience for bringing that question up, but I've got to ask one other follow-up.
I've been
to your home, and I've seen, you know, helmets and things. Did you pay for those helmets from the Rams at the end of the season?
What are you, the IRS?
I just am looking around. That's
none of your business.
Just in case you ever
a very important man. I'm not even going to tell you who it is because it's none of your business.
Okay.
Gave me these helmets.
Really?
That I have. They're game helmets.
I know they are.
Yes. How do you know they are?
Because you told me they were.
I
did not try them on, trust me.
Yeah, don't do that.
I would not.
They'll snap onto
your
head.
But you had a Hoffman radio
they'll never let you go.
You gave me the Hoffman radio, a transistor radio, then took it back because the one you kept didn't work.
I didn't give you anything.
I had it in my possession.
Yeah, you sure did. How'd you get that radio in
your possession? You gave
it to me. Oh, did I?
Yeah, just like I gave you
a transistor radio from 1958.
Beautiful.
Solar battery ran.
Yep.
And my father gave that to me for Christmas.
I think you gave me your brother's, and then yours didn't work, and so then you got the other one back. Do you use it, that radio, still? It's a good radio.
Yeah, I do.
That's like listening to baseball on a small transistor radio.
Okay, we're going to segue now. Okay,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, so anyway, I just brought that up. I just wanted to see. To round out the people that are, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, but you can also get them at Facebook Live. We also have Nikki tuned in here. We got Lori from Iowa is in, Martine there. Anybody else? Colorado is tuned in. So you got it. And, quick hello from Santa Maria.
Do you know that Iowa is the show-me state?
Yep. It's good. Now
you do know that?
No, I think Missouri is the show me state. I think Iowa is something else. I forget what.
Show me is
isn't Missouri the show me state?
Is Missouri?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Now we got some emails here. Since we're showing you some stuff over there, I'm curious about this note that got sent in from our photographer Pamela. She says, "Hey." I thought for a second she was the vice president. Mr. Dreyer, today on the Charge Network, I have not watched programming on the Charge Network, but they showed, let me finish this, the episode of Chips, which was a backdoor pilot for a series called Force 7, filmed in 1982. Is that true? Were you in a series?
Well, there it is right there, the photographs from it.
How did that come up? What was the background?
Who was going to produce it? I got an idea.
Go ahead.
A guy went to the producer of Chips and said, I think I have an idea here that would really be great for Fred and for Tony Longo. Mm-hmm. That guy in there, the big guy there is Tony Longo.
Well, they said there was one problem. Pamela said you were handsome, you were virile, you were excellent, but we could only see one of your wondrous eyes. And we're going to post this at our FredDreyerShow.com website because apparently you only had one eye in this series.
Now, that's the thing I wanted to take home with me. The
patch?
The patch. That would get me sympathy at every restaurant I'd ever go to.
Did you wear that all the time? Doesn't it make you nuts just to have one eye to look at?
Well, you know the trick to that is?
What is it?
The black patch itself is perforated with small holes.
Yeah.
So up close, as it is right now on my face, you can see out.
Oh,
so
really?
It doesn't screw up with your equilibrium.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because there were three of you in there. It looked like you had another beautiful-looking co-star, and there was also a woman in it.
There's Tony, my friend Tony.
Yeah, so Tony is in there, too. And then you were sparring in this. Did you have to learn how to do a little couple of moves like
no,
this?
No, I told him I don't want to learn anything.
So he just did it naturally. It's good. It's good.
Hey, what is that, though?
The title of it is called Force 7 was the show.
But what's that? Is that a building?
Yeah. It looks like Verdugo Hills High School, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
I think Verdugo Hills High School probably was made famous. Let's see if there's anybody who will
protest.
I know
what that is. That's the academy. That's the
at
Force
Verdugo
7.
Hills High School.
Yeah, all of us guys are taught how to have secret powers.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your secret power?
So ridiculous.
What was your secret power?
Standing like, go back a couple of pictures.
Yeah, right here. Like that?
That's my power.
That's right your there. Standing with a patch on your eye.
No, And go back again.
Yes.
Go back again.
Okay, hang on a second. We got this one here. Yeah, this one. That one?
That one on the left. See me on the left?
Yeah, that's you.
I look like Elvis standing on stage without a guitar.
You got to see these. We got to post these. JD, after the show right away, you got to get these up on the website. These are maybe Pamela's best shots ever. And it looks like here you were doing puppets or something, was it? You were...
Oh yeah. Here's the other thing.
He's got a magic of being a ventriloquist.
I am. I have all these secret powers, but yet I hang around with these two fruits, and Tony. You know, I just said, Tony, if this thing goes to series, you got to lose that puppet. And he's walking around with a puppet.
That's really good. And so this was 4-7, and it never made it to the it was just a pilot. That was it?
No, it got hammered.
It did, really?
Yeah, there's no absolutely
well,
reason.
Eric Estrada probably was ticked off that you used his show, Chips, and the other guy who we always forget, to go ahead and do 4-7.
Well, it's too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Anyway, it's a memory lane. That was very nice.
He did our show, our Hunter show.
Eric Estrada did?
Eric did our show, and he talked to me about this pilot. This is only like 3-4 years before, you know.
Yeah, I met him at a car wash, you know, the one in Burbank, California. Eric was there. And my cousin was a great judge. In fact, he wrote books about divorce, his marital relations. Remember the woman that kept the lottery ticket, the winning ticket, before they were divorced, didn't tell the husband? And my cousin Wally was the one that not only took the ticket from her, but gave 100% of it to the husband because she was fraudulently holding the money back. And that made the news. But nobody ever asked him why he came up with that. And he said it was based on rules and the law because he would look at the legal books. Anyway, he did Eric Estrada's divorce at some point over there. And I was able to mention to Eric Estrada, I think my cousin did your divorce. He did Leonard Nimoy's, too. Could have done yours. I don't know. It might have done yours. No, he didn't do that one. Huh?
Never did mine.
Well, that's good. All right. So back here to the show. So we talked about this. Let's get a couple of football items in here real quick because I know JD worked hard on this. First off, the schedule's out, and NFL Christmas coming up this year. Kansas City Chiefs will visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore's Ravens. JD's team is going to play the Houston Texans. And that'll be the second straight year the Ravens play on Christmas and on the road, as a matter of fact. That's something. Kirk Cousins.
What did you say?
They're going to be playing at Christmas time. It's a Christmas game.
Did you say that's something?
Yeah, it's really something. I think it is. That they're going to be for 2 years in a row, they don't get to take the day off. You know, they think they'd mix the teams up a little bit. That's, like the Rams should play if they didn't play last year.
This is not news.
Okay, well, how about this? Let me try it with another one. Kirk Cousins takes this trip to visit John Gruden, who a lot of people, they call him Coach Chucky because he looks
Chucky.
like Chucky the Monster.
Chucky the Monster, that's right.
And, Gruden's been kind of an outcast because I guess he said some things that bothered people, and they said he was a racist and all this stuff. Well, now Cousins, the subject of... He didn't care. He went down there and apparently took no problem with the optics or the politics. And his mission was talking about football and bonding. And according to some of the participants, it was a total blast. So Kirk Cousins got this new contract out. He's making a lot of money and $180 million.
Talking about what?
So playing the quarterback. Well, they're talking about playing, working together. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, and Jared Goff got a 4-year, $212 million extension. What do you think about that for the Lions?
Overpaid.
All right. And the New York Giants are going to be featured on the new Hard Knocks series. I've never seen that show, and you watched it and not a big fan, right? Hard Knocks, HBO?
Yeah, stay away, ladies and gentlemen. Just stay away.
Okay, there you have it. And Tom Brady says he regrets the roast he did on Netflix.
I'm sure he does.
Because it affected his kids.
Of course.
And he's going to be in the broadcasting booth. And Greg Olsen got knocked down to the number 2 position. He's going to be paired with Joe Davis.
He got knocked out of the number 1 position.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin Burkhardt's going to be there with Tom Brady. We'll have more for you straight ahead. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Huh.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, I got it here. This is, thank you, Lori. I almost said it. Iowa, you said it was the show me state. That was Missouri. Iowa is going to say that football team, the Hawkeyes. It's the Hawkeye State. I didn't know they filmed MASH there. Hawkeye.
A lot of Hawks.
Yeah, a lot of Hawks there. Okay, now. So Tom Brady's going to be with Kevin Burkhardt. That's the number one broadcast football team for Fox. And then Greg Olson, who's a good second banana in there, is going to be paired with Joe Davis. Fox looks pretty good. ESPN, we've kind of forgotten about Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. They don't. The ESPN does like maybe one game a week or something, Monday night or something, and that's it. And then you got Mike Tirico. I like him with Chris Collinsworth.
I like Mike Tirico.
Yeah, Sunday night on NBC is going to be there. And then on Prime Video, Thursday night, Al Michaels gets kind of lost there. He's great, but he's there with Kirk Herbstreit. And
I sense that Al Michaels will be retiring soon.
You think?
Yeah,
it could be. I like him. He's good.
Yeah, I think he's really good.
Travis Kelce, by the way, has made a comment on a podcast that Greg Olson's got a dirty was done dirty by Fox. Travis Kelce, you got to, whatever he says, you got to listen to these days.
Wait a minute, he doesn't agree with them moving him around.
Well, he thinks that
he better get used to it.
He likes Greg Olson's, as you and I do, and Greg is number two now because
Greg
Tom
Olson,
Brady's in the number
one.
Well,
he no doubt. Listen, every single person there is susceptible to being elbowed out.
You were a color commentator on CBS after you quit football, your playing days.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you have that feeling you could be knocked out at any time?
Well, it's one of the reasons that you know I chose to go back to acting school was that I didn't like the idea of possibly being bumped.
That's good, and we're glad you did, because you had all sorts of great roles. Great roles in a lot of different series over there. And good method actor, I'm telling you. Really good. He has many things there. That's our show. We're out of time. If you missed anything, by all means, follow Fred on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Get those emails in. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Final words from you, Fred.
We want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.